Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of the Dogs Podcast is sponsored by Buckeye Law Group. Browns fans, the 2022 season was anything but pain-free. Unfortunately, that just comes with the territory of being a Browns fan. But if you're experiencing a different kind of pain, Buckeye Law Group could be your solution. If you've been injured in a car accident, slip and fall, or a work accident, call Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-7246. Their attorneys will fight for the money you deserve. And their attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for their clients throughout the entire country. And best of all, they're Browns fans just like you. So don't make the mistake of calling just any attorney. Call our friends from Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. After 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. Buckeye Law Group, 1300 East 9th Street, Suite 1210, Cleveland, Ohio. Proud fans of the Cleveland Browns, just like you.
Bengals fan, we heard all week from you that you're going to kick the Chiefs' ass. Players are going off. We're going to dominate you. Burrowhead Stadium, you called it. Well, let's hear one more big chant from Burrowhead Stadium. Oh, that's right. You're going home. Well, it's Dogs Podcast time. Let's kick this thing off.
Dogs Podcast with your hosts Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you use code TPPN if you're jumping in there. Get your 200 free bets. Please bet responsibly, but win yourself some money. Have yourself some fun. Don't be like John. He keeps making $100 bets and then losing. Although in his defense, he did win over a grand in 2 days. So he's, you know, ebbs and flows. Just, you know, don't throw your life away. Today we're going to talk about, Tom Brady retiring this morning. We're going to talk about the conference championship games. And then to wrap up the episode, we're going to do our first Browns mock draft. We're going to knock out a quick four-round mock draft for you guys. So we got a pretty good episode lined up, considering the Browns haven't played in a few weeks. So we appreciate you being here. Before we do get into the episode, I want to remind you to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. If you prefer to just listen to the podcast, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. You get an extra episode every week. You get to be really involved with those episodes, and topics range anywhere from football to basketball to movies and comics and TV shows and games. Pretty much anything is fair game in the After Hours episodes. They're a good time. You get access to the private Discord. You get to hang out with us all the time. So it's just a good time for everybody. Help get you through a slow offseason. Jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member. And then one more thing before we jump into the episode. You have about 5 days to vote for the Mad Dog Award. So head to thedogspodcast.com/vote. That will take you to the link where you can vote for the Mad Dog Awards. We want to try to get as many votes as possible. We're going to record. I think we're recording Tuesday next week. So you probably have to like Monday night to get your votes in before we have to start compiling everything. So make sure you guys do that. Share the link with everybody. Let's try to get as many votes as we can. Make as much fun as possible next week. As you can see, not in the studio today. It was tough kind of lining up everybody's schedules. We got John jumping in. We don't even know if it's going to work. This is why we're getting a late start. John's having some audio issues, but we're going to see how it goes. John could probably just stay muted for the whole episode. Nobody would know anything was up because he usually only says a couple words anyways.
That is correct.
Hey, John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I've been having audio issues.
I believe you. I knew you could do it. good to have you here, buddy. Anyways, you missed what we're going to talk about today, so try to keep up. But I have faith in you. You'll be able to do it. So woke up this morning, and the big news of the day, Tom Brady retiring for the second time. I have a sneaky suspicion this time it's for good. He's got a lucrative contract set up with, I think, CBS. Either CBS or Fox, I'm not sure, maybe Fox, to do color commentary for football games. So he's already got his next job lined up, and I think he can still throw, but he doesn't like getting hit that much. He never liked getting hit that much to begin with, and when you're going to be 46 years old, I feel like you really don't want to get hit, and I just don't think he feels like doing it all again. So yeah. Maybe he's going to try to get his wife back. So Go do it, Tom. But where do you guys think? So I think he's the GOAT right now. You know, does anybody ever pass him in that category?
Patrick Mahomes could. I like Patrick Mahomes' chances. I like Josh Allen's chances. But, I mean, you got to be longevity too. It's crazy how long he's really done it. Like, guys have come into the league, left, you know, and he just keeps going and performing for the most part.
Yeah, I so think we talked – was that like a couple episodes ago? We talked about how he's the outlier. Most guys, if they get two Super Bowls, they're a lock for the Hall of Fame. So, I mean, it's – winning as many as Tom Brady did, that doesn't happen often, ever.
So I think – go ahead, John.
No, I think it depends on how you grade championships, right? Because I think there's going to be a better regular season quarterback at some point. It probably will be. You can maybe debate there already has been, but I don't think anyone's going to 10 Super Bowls. It's super crazy to do that. It's unreal how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl. We have like legendary quarterbacks who have never been to a Super Bowl or never won a Super Bowl. He's 7-10. I don't think anyone's touching that
ever. We're a franchise that's never been to one. As a franchise, he's been to 10 in 23 seasons.
And he has more rings than any franchise.
Yes. I think Pat Mahomes is going to eventually go down as the greatest quarterback of all time, and I don't think Josh Allen has a shot.
health wise
no, it just
how he runs
in everything wise, he's longevity, he's too up and down. I just, there's, to me, Pat Mahomes on a completely different level than everybody else. But I think if Pat Mahomes becomes the best quarterback of all time, Tom Brady's still going to be considered the best winner of all time, because there's something to be said about taking pay cuts for 23 seasons to allow the team around you to be better, to put yourself in a position to win. All these guys say they want to win Super Bowls, but then they want to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. You know, he actually put his money where his mouth was. He took the pay cuts so he could have a great defense, because winning is what mattered to Tom Brady. So I think he'll eventually be unseated by Pat Mahomes. Just the way the league is going, first of all, where it's pass, he's going to have every record. And what Mahomes is doing right now is insane. He's been – every year he's been a starter, he's gone to the AFC Championship game. He's about to go to his third Super Bowl. But I think Tom Brady will forever be the best winner of all time. And it's not like he's retiring with 7 Super Bowls and – he has no stats to go with it. He's number one in almost every passing category. So it's not like, you know, people say he got carried by a defense, blah, blah, blah. Well, the defense didn't throw 660-plus touchdowns and 80,000-plus yards.
So it's not, he's not limping in, you know, with bum stats. He's still got the numbers to back it up. Now, in those, some of those Super Bowls, he might not have scored a ton of points. But again, they had a great defense because he took pay cuts. So he's the ultimate team player, ultimate competitor. So I know, like, a lot of people hate Tom Brady, but I've never been, like, a Tom Brady hater. And I know Josh absolutely loves him. So, you know, it'll be sad to see him go. But I think the league's in good hands. He's kind of one of the last old heads to go. Now it's like Aaron Rodgers. And once Aaron Rodgers leaves, we're officially on to the next generation.
That's fair.
Yep.
Sad. Do you think Tampa Bay now is in a complete rebuild?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless they land, I saw something today. They only have one active quarterback on their roster, and that's Kyle Trask. I think Blaine Gabbert is a free agent, or he's already gone. They basically said, like, so you think you're so good with Kyle Trask? I mean, I know we haven't seen him play yet, but.
No, I think if they land like Derek Carr.
It's fair. Yeah.
Then they're not in a rebuild because the defense is still good. They still got elite weapons on the outside and Godwin and Mike Evans. Rashad White looks like a pretty good running back. I have a feeling they'd move on from Fournette. They still got, like, Brate's a nice tight end. They got weapons on offense. They got a solid defense. So really all they need is to get their offensive line healthy and add a guy like Derek Carr. And are they Super Bowl contenders? I guess it just depends on what Derek Carr you get. But I don't think they're in a complete rebuild if they can land one of these free agent quarterbacks. Now, if they don't and they're rolling in with Trask or Blaine Gabbert, then, yeah, it's rebuild time. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I also don't know if they have a coach. I know they just fired their offensive coordinator. So we'll see who they – did they hire anybody for that? I don't think they have they?
I don't think so. Not yet.
So, but, yeah, we'll see what happens there. But so we had conference championship games this week. The game I was the most excited for was the Eagles-Niners game. And then it turned out to just be, you know – not a very fun game to watch, especially if you're a Niners fan. Brock Purdy gets hurt early. Josh Johnson comes out. He's not really playing that well. Then he gets hurt. And really, I mean, that was in the first half, right, when Johnson got hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And from that point on, they could not throw a pass. They did not have a quarterback on the roster who could throw the ball. They had to put Brock Purdy in just to hand the ball off. I think he threw one screen pass. I've never seen anything like it.
It was very weird. Very odd.
I was kind of rooting for the chaos. I wanted to see CMC or
be the quarterback.
Yeah. But it really, you got a feel for Niners fans, and they can't keep anybody healthy. I don't know what it is, but they have the worst injury luck of maybe any franchise in the league.
I completely agree.
It's one of those things where you're not even surprised anymore when you see a 49er injury, especially at an important position, you know, a quarterback. They can't – Jimmy's always hurt. Trey Lance now, that's 2 years in a row that he's had dealt with injuries. Now Brock Purdy gets hurt. It's just – it's crazy. It is so crazy that it's that one team that just – it seems to keep happening.
So do you think if Purdy's healthy the whole game, the Niners win? Or do you think the Eagles were winning no matter what?
I think Philly had that thing from start to finish.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They looked like the better team.
Which that night, to me, it was very. I watched some Niners football this year, and they bully everybody. This was the first time where I felt like they were getting bullied a little bit.
They were,
and especially and it felt like Philly kind of smelled blood in the water, especially once Purdy got hurt, and it was just. And I didn't know what Shanahan was doing, putting tight ends on the edge rusher. I can't think of his name right now. The dude from Philly who was just wrecking
Reddick.
The game.
Reddick.
Yeah. Reddick.
Don Reddick.
Like, what are you doing? That why are you blocking this guy one-on-one with a tight end? He already got one of your quarterbacks hurt, and you just are still doing it. It just – to me, the Niners just looked out-coached, and for the first time maybe in, like, my life, at least the last couple of years – they look like they got out physical. The defense played as tough as they could for as long as they could, but eventually they were going to wear down. I thought the Eagles – I think it would have been a closer game, but I thought the Eagles had it from the get-go. I was really impressed with the Eagles. What do the Niners do at quarterback now?
That will be an off-season storyline to follow, man. That'll be interesting.
So they're both coming off injury. I think I saw Purdy's going to have surgery, and it's going to take 6 months or something like that. So who comes into camp next year? Say they're both healthy by the start of camp. Who comes in as your one?
I mean, I think it's got to be Trey Lance.
No way.
So it's crazy. It depends on if San Francisco still believes in Trey Lance. If they believe in him, I don't see any world where they can just – you have to trade him then. You know what I mean? You have to get some type of value back. You literally dump 3 first-round picks into the
game. I would make the argument they've never believed in him, at least the coaching staff. The rumor was that Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. They gave up all these picks to get this guy and they didn't play him. And then when he did play, it wasn't that great. And now he's been hurt 2 years in a row.
They believed in him enough to at least make him the starter this year when the season started.
That was kind of by default. That was kind of like, hey, we just gave up 3 first-round draft picks for this guy. But he's done absolutely nothing in his career to show that he deserves to be the number one coming into camp next year. He's done nothing.
I do agree with your point there. You know what I mean? I mean, last year he literally came in here in spurts, and then this year he played one terrible weather game. I think it was against Chicago. It literally was just downpour the entire time. And then I'm pretty sure the next week he broke his leg, right? Or his ankle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sample size we're talking about is, what, 4 games? I don't have his stat line, like, in front of me. But we're talking about 4 games. At least you have to see – it's almost like a situation with Green Bay. Like, but they have their guy. At some point, you have to, like, see if you have something.
Here's my thing is if Brock Purdy wasn't the last pick of the draft, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The way he played and the amount and how many games he won in a row, they would be talking – if he was a first-round draft pick, it would be this guy's the next franchise quarterback in the league. He's – you know what I mean? So if you remove the bias, why would you ever – if Brock Purdy was even a second-round pick, we would not be saying, well, you got to give Trey Lance a shot. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If I'm the Niners, I'm trying to trade Trey Lance to a team that needs a quarterback this year. Like, I think there's 4 teams in the top 10 probably that need a quarterback. I don't know if you can get a top 10 pick for Trey Lance, but if you can, like the Panthers. Imagine putting a top 10 pick on this Niners roster. That'd be scary.
So here's my thing, too. Just to counter your argument, let's say they pick Lance. Do you trade Purdy? Or do you just keep him as your – basically like an ace in the hole? Like, he's your new Jimmy G. Like,
that's what I would do. You've got next to no investment in the guy.
Right.
You got what?
So you've got next to no investment in Brock Purdy. So, I mean, you might as well just keep him on your roster, like Justin was saying, as your ace in the hole. I wouldn't trade him.
Because you know Trey Lance is probably going to get hurt again.
Yeah, you need to have at least 3 to 4 quarterbacks who can at least throw the ball.
I've never met a quarterback that can't.
This is true.
Except for maybe Will Wilbur in Baltimore. But.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I think the Niners situation is going to be super interesting to watch in the offseason because – I think we said before, like, if Trey Lance doesn't work out, that could cost some people the job. But drafting Purdy in the 7th round might save all those people their jobs if they can get any kind of value back. Because we're saying you threw away 3 first-round draft picks to get Trey Lance, but it's literally cost them nothing. They still have one of the best rosters in the NFL. Right. You know what I mean? So it's not like they did it and now their team is falling apart and they're mortgaging their future. They're still – they got Debo Samuel locked up. They got – I mean, they're fine because they're still not paying Brock Purdy anything.
Right. So they're paying him nothing. They're paying him hardly anything. But I think they have confidence, too, in their draft picks. You know what I mean? I don't think that if you're hitting – and these guys hit consistently. I mean, look at the defense, like the guys that have left, and then it's just the next guy up, and he's just as big of a dog as the last guy. And they all buy into the identity of what the team is. So, I mean, if you can continue to hit on your draft picks, I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, we're going to – I'd be more confident in San Francisco's GM right now hitting on not having first-round picks than I would say Cleveland's. And I'm that's not a shot. You know what I mean? I'm just saying they've proven that they can draft extremely well.
Except for maybe, you know, Trey Lance.
I mean, we'll see. To be continued.
We'll see. But yeah, so that we're not gonna. I don't want to talk too much about like who we think's gonna like how Philly's gonna do in the Super Bowl because that'll be next week. But I think Philly's got a great shot.
This episode is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. The stage is set, and we're counting down to the battle in Arizona. There's no better way to get ready for the NFL action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57. New customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your Super Bowl 57 winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Ever since sports betting became legal here in Ohio, I've been putting my bets in almost every day. I mean, we got football going on the weekends right now, but NBA is every night, and it's just been a lot of fun. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code TPPN. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details. Today's show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whatever is going on in your life, BetterHelp could be a great option for you. BetterHelp is convenient, flexible, affordable therapy that's custom built for you. And best of all, it's 100% online, so you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. And finding the right person is just as easy. Just fill out a short questionnaire and it'll match you with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for any reason at no additional charge. Look, we all have stuff we're carrying around. And finding someone that you can just talk to, a professional to just talk through it, it really, truly helps. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dogs.
That was, you know, not as entertaining of a game as I thought it was going to be. The next one, the Bengals-Chiefs game, ended up being entertaining, although not quite as high scoring as I was expecting. I believe we got a voicemail from Phil about this game, though.
We do. Here we go.
Hey, guys, it's Phil. I figured I'd give my perspective on the Bengals' loss since I live down here in Cincinnati, and I'm seeing the tears firsthand, and they are delicious. It's just funny to me that the Bengals fans are so pissed that the Chiefs called them out after the mayor down here called Burrow Mahomes' daddy, and the players were calling Arrowhead Burrowhead, and then they wonder why the Chiefs took that personal. And then they're, of course, crying about the refs, which, I mean, the refs were terrible in both games, honestly, and the refs have been terrible in the NFL all year. But the Bengals had plenty of chances to win that game. Even after the supposed redo, which they seem to be focusing on that for some reason, they punted still, and then the Bengals threw a pick. And the hit out of bounds on Mahomes was definitely a late hit. Their O-line got trashed. I don't know why I'd give a lot for Chris Jones on the Browns defense. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting Super Bowl. I think I'm going to root for the Chiefs because I hate the Eagles. You guys have a good one. Love the show as always.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything you said there.
Yeah, I mean, he basically...
I don't disagree with really, the word of it.
The Chiefs did well there. Thank you.
Well,
go ahead, Mike, take it away.
Okay, so, well, the Chiefs pulled out the big win against the Bengals, which if you would have asked a Bengals fan leading up to this game was impossible. The Chiefs were just the worst team ever. And, you know, I mean, you had Cincinnati's mayor talking crap saying Joe Burrow was Patrick. I'm like, what are you doing? I'd never seen one team get so much bulletin board material in one week in my life. Like, do we know that this is Patrick Mahomes, right? And Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, like, we know this is the team that's hosted the AFC Championship game 4 years in a row. Like, Bengals fans have – it took 1 year of losing the Super Bowl to make Bengals fans go from you don't even know where they're at to just, like, unbearable. I mean, imagine losing a game and just becoming this unbearable. It's crazy to me. Yeah, people saying, is Joe Burrow better than Patrick Mahomes and calling it Burrow? Right. Oh, my God. I like Joe Burrow. You know, he's good, but come on. I thought they got served a big old slice of humble pie, and Bengals fans are crying about the refs. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You had multiple chances to go win that game, and Joe Burrow threw two picks and only scored 20 points. I don't want to hear about the refs. I don't want to hear – no. You let Pat Mahomes on one ankle throw for over 300 yards against you, against your defense. So with no receivers, the Chiefs were rolling out a practice squad. They were down like their top two or three wide receivers. You let Marquez Valdez-Scantling torch you over and over and over again. It's just – come on. It was beautiful to see.
It was nice at the very end of the game, the defense was like, hey, how would you guys like to get into field goal range? I mean, that penalty at the end, I could not believe that guy did that. Like, here's it was my just such opinion,
I don't even think the penalty was that big of a deal because they were going to get in field goal range anyways. They were only like 5 yards away from it. So the only difference was it just made it easier to get into field. I mean, they had 40 seconds and they were 5 yards away from Harrison Butker's range, and Pat Mahomes got out of bounds. And I think they still had timeouts. The penalty obviously was stupid and it made it easier. I think the bigger issue was they allowed like a 35-yard punt return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was beautiful to see. And I think, you know, we talked. This is just another year where the quarterback who made their Super Bowl debut and lost it didn't make it back to the Super Bowl. So we'll see. You know, we put out a video last year, is Joe Burrow ever going to make it back? A lot of people like, he'll for sure be back. I'm not saying he won't, but 0-for-1.
Yep.
And here's my thing too. A lot of people are, you know, they were riding Joe Burrow for beating the Bills, who I think we can all agree the last like month or so of the season, the Bills weren't playing that great. Josh Allen had been up and down pretty much since he hurt his elbow. I wasn't even surprised to watch the Bengals beat the Bills. But Joe Burrow has never played on a team where he wasn't completely surrounded by elite wide receiver talent and a stud running back. And you know what I mean? Like they like to talk about his offensive line. They're like, oh, in his two biggest games, his offensive line's let him down. Well, yeah, you picked Ja'Marr Chase instead of Sewell. You know, you can't have it all. You can't have Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Boyd, Joe Mixon, and then think you're gonna have five Pro Bowlers on the offensive line. Like, come on, guys. You sound like Baker Mayfield fans. What do you need? You're gonna have Ja'Marr Chase and Higgins and Joe Mixon and Hayden Hurt. You're gonna have these guys, or you're gonna have, you know, just Ja'Marr Chase, and you're gonna have a couple better offensive linemen. Like there's a salary cap in football. You can't just put together, you know, an all-star team. And so okay, then get rid of Ja'Marr Chase and pick up a couple offensive linemen. So I'm interested to see what Joe Burrow is going to eventually – he's going to ask for a lot of money probably. Unless he goes the Tom Brady route, he's going to ask for a lot of money thanks to the Browns, and I love to see it. And I'm interested to watch him have to play football without arguably the best wide receiver core in football, because when he was in college, he had the best wide receiver core in the country. And the year he didn't, he was not that good. So again, I'm not hating on Joe Burrow, and I think he's good, but I'm interested to see what he plays when he's not surrounded by an all-star cast on the outside.
Yeah, I think he's going to get money. They absolutely should pay him everything that he wants. But just know that the defense isn't going to be as good. You're not going to be able to go out and get free agents like what's his name from the Saints, Trey Henderson. Yeah, you can't go get guys like that. You can't spend the money. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers took a big bag last year and
cost him Davante Adams.
Some guys had to go.
It's one of those things, too. It's like Ja'Marr T. Higgins is going to get money from somebody. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to – I don't see a world where they can keep T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon.
I think T. Higgins could go be like a number one, honestly, somewhere. Like with a good quarterback, that could be your A.J. Brown if you're, you know, Philly, or, you know, Devontae Adams, that you could go get that kind of weapon. He could be that guy.
I don't know if he could be Devontae Adams. He could be A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams is, I think, in a different category. But no, I get what you're saying. Like, I don't see it. All these guys are on rookie deals.
Yeah.
You know, so this is their window. And if the window could possibly shorten if Joe Burrow asked for $250 million, you know what I mean? Like, it could get real interesting in Cincinnati real quick. We'll see what Zach Taylor's made out of. Their owner's kind of cheap. So we're gonna find out what happens here. It's going to be real interesting. I'm happy that they got that humble pie. It was good to see, because Bengals fans were becoming unbearable. All four of them.
Today's episode is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Kick off 2023 the right way and stock up on the best tasting meats you can get with Omaha Steaks. Right now, you can get up to 55% off the most delicious foods Omaha Steaks has to offer, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Best yet, when you use code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Even the savings are the most delicious you can find. We're an Omaha Steaks household myself. The freezer is always stocked full. We're headed into the cold, dreary months of the year, so right now is the best time to load up your freezer and make the dinner decision an easy one for you and your family. Order your favorites a la carte or select from Omaha's pre-sorted package specials and try some of everything. Whatever you do, make sure you grab the caramel apple tartlets for dessert. They are absolutely awesome. So head to omahasteaks.com right now. Take advantage of up to 55% off the best meats you can get. Use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout and get that extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code DAWGS. Happy eating, everybody.
So kind of a, you know, not a ton going on in the sports world. So those were the, you know, the only two games to talk about. So I think we'll go ahead and slide on into the Brown mock draft here. We do have a voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Kenny Matt calling about last week's show about the needs for the team. Defensive tackle and receiver were obviously high. I put all my money into defensive tackle and free agency, especially with having Schwartz as our defensive coordinator. He'll develop or keep consistent defensive tackle play. So get Deron Payne and receiver. Just pick some good receivers, second, third round. Let them duke it out, because you can find some talent in those levels, as we've seen, and they come on faster. Well, except for Anthony Schwartz. But anyways, let me hear your thoughts, guys. Woo-hoo.
All right. So I think PFF has our needs as interior defensive lineman, wide receiver, and safety. Some people might be thinking, why safety? I think there's a solid chance John Johnson's not going to be on the team. I think we can, if we cut him like post June 1st or something like that, we can save a bunch of money and cap. So I don't know if John Johnson will be here. So that leaves the safety room as Delpit and D'Anthony Bell, and is Ronnie Harrison if he's back. So we could definitely use some safety help.
Yep. So I'll pull up the mock here. Okay, there we go. All right, so I'm sorry, I wasn't exactly listening to everything you just said, but this will be a four-round mock. We'll just do four rounds, no trading or anything, and
we're going to see how it falls. Team as is. We can't assume any free agents and stuff like that. So this is obviously a very early mock.
Right. Way too early mock, but hey, you know it's mock draft season, so, you know, when the Browns don't make the playoffs, so might as well, right?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
I was doing one of these earlier, I saw Will Levis go third. I get the sense that guy's going to get some people fired.
Well, we can look. I can scroll back up here and we can see what it said. Will Levis went fourth to the Colts, second QB off the board.
That's – I don't know. Sometimes – and C.J. Stroud goes down to seven. I'm taking C.J. Stroud over Will Levis. I'm calling that right now.
You would think so, right? I mean, that just – it seems like the smart choice. I don't know. But – so, yeah, so, that, you know, we can look at the first round later if we want to, but Browns are on the clock at pick 42. And we can look at some of the names here. Obviously, we're not tight end. I mean, linebacker we could look at, but I don't think they're going that way this early. What do you guys think?
No. I see interior defensive line. I see that.
Yeah.
It seems like we're always getting stuck with Michigan players, but it might be the best pick. Our biggest need, especially with hiring Jim Schwartz, is definitely interior D line. And I know Kenny Mack said he thinks they're going to address it in free agency. I would agree. I think at least one, if not two, in free agency. But we're doing this assuming that none of that is going to happen or has happened. So I think the biggest need for this team is definitely interior D line.
Right. So we've got Mozzie Smith right now on the board out of Michigan, PFF rank of 44. And then the next guy, I'm just going to try the name here, Moro Ojomo from Texas. He's ranked 66. So there's a large gap here from where the Browns are on the clock right now at pick 42 with the 44 ranked player. And then to the next interior D lineman's not till 66.
Let's snag him. I know Michigan's defense is good this year, so let's grab him.
All right, so we're taking Mozzie Smith out of Michigan, interior defensive lineman. Like you said, Blake, if nothing happens in free agency, nothing big, obviously the Browns are going to need to fill that hole in this Jim Schwartz defense. So here we are. We're on the clock, pick 98. PFF saying needs. Obviously, we know wide receiver. They're still saying interior D lineman, but, you know, we just took one safety like you talked about, Blake. We know linebacker could be an issue as well. So any names here popping off?
So when I did this earlier, check the wide – can you go just straight to wide receiver?
Sure can. Here you go.
So when I look at these wide receivers, I mean, Perry is – you know, I feel like it might be a little bit of a reach. What about if you can check the safeties?
Yep.
I'd like to try to sway you guys also.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right.
After he's done with safety, I know it's not listed as a need, but I'd really, really love to maybe take a shot at like an edge player. I mean, Clowney's out. Unless some miracles work out that he somehow comes back on a lesser contract.
So as far as edge rusher, right here is Nick Herbig out of Wisconsin. Edge,
I don't think that's a bad pick just because I know our needs are wide receiver and safety, but I don't want to reach. You know what I mean? I still want to give value. Yeah. And all the wide receivers and the safeties, I mean, they're ranked 100 in the low 100s. We're at pick 98, so it wouldn't be too terrible, but we might be able to get better value in the fourth with one of those. And like Justin said, I mean, I guess we have Alex Wright, but you can never have too many guys who can get after the passer.
No, especially, you know, knowing that Clowney's not going to be around. So it's really just Miles and Wright and then Winovich. But we don't have a whole ton of depth there. So I don't hate going edge here without any free agent knowledge to us. You know what I mean? So you guys like this kid out of Wisconsin as the pick?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so the pick at 98 is going to be Nick Herbig.
We've had my eye on him.
Okay, so now we don't have too far to wait. Go to pick 111.
Now let's check wide receiver.
Okay. So here we've got, it looks like Andrea, oh boy, Iosivas out at Princeton, Tyler Scott, Marvin Mims, Jonathan Mingo. And then I think we're probably reaching. I've heard some things about Ronnie later in the draft, but he's kind of further down the board. Marvin Mims, I think there's a little hype right now on him, receiver out of Oklahoma. What do you guys think?
That was who I was looking for to see if he was still available. I don't know if we passed on him now, I don't know if he'd still be there because I know we don't pick again until the fourth, later. When's our next pick? Do we know?
Actually, next pick is 126. So,
well, why don't you go check the safeties then?
Okay. So we'll take a look here at safety. Quindle Johnson's the top safety out of Memphis, ranked 147. If I come the entire board, safety is – you got to scroll a little bit.
So call me crazy. Just for giggles, what about tight end? I know it's not –
So the top tight end, rank 112, Brevin Spanford out of Minnesota. And then there's our Ohio State guy, Cade Stover, who, I think that kid's a beast.
I really like Cade Stover, but I don't think he's coming out.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know why he's – I thought for sure he was going back to Ohio State.
Oh, well, maybe he is. I don't know.
So, I mean, if Cade Stover's there, I would like him and I would take him here, but I don't think he's – I'm pretty sure he went back to Ohio State.
Well, then let's just not take him here just in case that is the situation.
Mims might be our best bet right here.
What, Justin, like John, what are you guys thinking?
I'm okay with Mims. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm super cool with that. I watch so much college football.
Hey, what we need to do is for the next draft, we need to get Bosarge on here.
Yeah, for either the next one in March or maybe the one in April, we'll get Brian Bosarge from Draft Network on here, and he's always doing mocks, so he knows what he's doing. But you guys want to take Marvin Mims here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Marvin Mims, wide receiver, Oklahoma. And then we're going to scoot on down here to our last pick in this mock, pick 126.
Okay. So now I guess we can check out the safeties.
Yep, we can look at safety. Top one is still the Quindell Johnson. Then there's Rashad Torrance, Trey Dean, both safeties out of Florida.
What about wide receiver?
Going back to the wide receiver well, we've got Jonathan Mingo from Mississippi, Xavier Hutchinson, Iowa State. I have heard his name, but I don't know a whole lot about him. Rakeem Jarrett, I don't know. We can go back to the full board and just, you know, what do the Browns need? I mean, there's Mingo's at the top of the board, the wide receiver from Mississippi. There's some centers, another interior defensive lineman, Jonah Tavai out of San Diego State, Jared Kingston, tackle out of Washington State. We know we need some O-line depth. When, what is that, Papo, linebacker out of Auburn, is the top linebacker on the board. What do you guys think?
So, I don't mind going that another D, an interior D line, if we're under the assumption we haven't signed anybody or we're not going to sign anybody.
Okay.
So, is that where you guys are leaning here?
I also think it's the best value I see right now.
Okay. So, Jonah, we'll just say Tavai out of San Diego State. You guys good?
Yep.
All right, that's what we'll do. And the four-round mock is wrapping up. We're getting graded. Let's see what it says here. All right, so overall draft grade, B. Our first pick of mock, lineman out of Michigan, is an A-. Nick Herbig, edge rusher out of Wisconsin, B. Marvin Mims, receiver, Oklahoma, B-. And Jonah Tavai, San Diego State interior D lineman, is a B+, overall grade of a B.
Not terrible considering
we don't know anything yet. We have no idea what free agents are going to get signed. Right. We don't know if there's going to be trades.
Yep.
Who's getting cut.
Who any of these players are.
But I think it's a good thing to kind of do this and get an idea of who the players are in the draft at each round. And, you know, because we know the positions of need for the Browns. So it's good to kind of see what names could be in play for our team.
Yeah, we're very early in the research phase but we just wanted to jump on, do a quick mock, at least just based off needs, you know, position ranks, just kind of give people an idea who could be available. They can start doing some of their own research. That way they can chime in the comments, let us know who they think the Browns should take, that good thing. So it was good to get an early mock in, even if we don't know a ton about all these players. I mean, PFF doesn't even have write-ups on half these players yet.
I was going to jump in real quick and just say the one guy that did have a write-up, which I did want to read, was Mozzie Smith, our first pick that we took there in the second round. They said that Smith is a special athlete. He's 337-pound nose tackle. He could see a rise up draft boards after the combine. They said he turned it on strong down the stretch in 22 as well and earned a 79.2 overall grade on the season. He's 6'3", 337, kind of a big boy. It'd be good for the Browns.
Yep. So, yeah, good mock draft. Let us know what you guys think. Obviously, some of you guys who live, breathe, eat, and die college football, you might do better mocks than us. But like I said, we're early in our mock draft phase and our research phase. I'm going to start doing a bunch of these and doing some research. It's tough to do research right now, too, with I got this PFF membership, and then they don't even have write-ups for these people yet. So it's that's how early we are to the game here. But that was fun. It's always fun doing mocks. Sometimes I do them just when I'm bored. Well, it's kind of a shorter episode, but not as much to talk about right now, so that's okay. Anything else you guys want to get into before we wrap this thing up?
Bengals fans suck.
Bengals fans suck.
just, it's one of those things where it's just like, relax, guys. You guys lost the Super Bowl. You didn't even win it. You know, like, I know we haven't been to one, and I'm not saying we are, but I'm also – we're not unbearable. At least I don't think so. So, just calm down. Calm down. We're about to see how good you guys are here once you have to actually start paying some of your players.
I want to congratulate Tyler Huntley on making the Pro Bowl.
Oh, my God, damn.
What a stellar season.
I mean –
So, but I guess before, how does that even come about?
Well, he earned it, man.
Go ahead.
He earned it. He played real well. He put up some Pro Bowl numbers.
Good. So I read the article. Basically, Josh Allen was out because he's injured. Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Tua's out injured. Derek Carr is going to be there. He got invited, but Lamar's out. So there was there's five guys ahead of him, basically. And then they ended up taking Derek Carr, Trevor Lawrence, and then Huntley. Because I'm like, man, Derek Carr ain't going?
Here's my thing is, how is he sixth in line?
Who, Derek Carr or
Huntley? No, Huntley.
That's right. That's fair.
I don't understand. I don't understand how he is even an option.
He was He was like 10th, because everybody else is ahead of him on like their depth chart.
Jacoby Brissett didn't play more than him.
That's crazy.
What about like Justin Herbert?
He's hurt. He just had surgery.
He did. I'm sorry. I forgot all about that. Yep. Okay.
But if you go through the AFC quarterbacks, like there had to be somebody ahead of him that could do it. I mean,
like, I know this sounds bad, but you're telling me like, Russell Wilson's numbers, even though they were abysmal, that they weren't better than that, because it wasn't like they were like mind blowing numbers. It was like almost 700 yards and like three touchdowns, two picks.
Yeah.
Like stuff that's a two game, for a good quarterback minus the interceptions, that's two games easy.
I'm at this point. Well, and they're not even playing a game. So why wouldn't you just not have a third one?
Right. Are we worried about injuries in the flag football game?
Yeah, like what? You know what I mean?
Rampant?
I don't know. That, to me, the Pro Bowl, in my opinion, is already like one of the biggest jokes in sports. So all they're doing is just furthering that by inviting a guy with numbers like that to the Pro Bowl. That's so dumb.
Yep, that's pretty silly.
Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up on that note. It's always nice to like make fun of some Ravens players before we wrap up an episode. I can't wait to hear about how they got a Pro Bowl quarterback. So they don't need Lamar anymore. So it'll be fine losing Miami next year. Again, before we wrap it up, remember to head to thedogspodcast.com/vote to get your votes in for the Mad Dog Awards. We want to get as many as possible. Please share that link with family and friends. Even if they don't know who these guys are, just tell them to pick us somebody. Just give us as many votes as possible. Yeah. And at least know who the players are. We wanted to have a little bit of legitimacy, I guess. thedogspodcast.com/vote. We appreciate you being here. Hopefully these fans of these other teams, if you're listening, since we're talking about you guys, hopefully, we're not making you too mad or anything. Let us know what you think the Niners should do at their quarterback position. I'm firmly on the Brock Purdy train. So I think they should try to get something back for Lance while they can. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. And lastly, jointhedogs.com, become a Dog Pack member, check out the After Hours shows, hang out with us throughout the offseason, get through what is a long, boring time. time of no football. So again, on that note, we appreciate you guys being here, and we will see you guys all next week for the Mad Dog Awards and our Super Bowl preview.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.